The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I am your host, Raider Greg. Tragic, sad, depressing, three words I'd like to use about our place right this day, at least my place this day, after the Ruggs situation. So, like other shows, when big events have happened, I'm not going to do a whole lot of post pre-nothing. I'm just going to concentrate on the issue really at hand. Glad I got a few bone line messages. It made things a lot easier for me to put together. So let's just go over real quick what the hell's going on. I'm not going to bore you with details. There's plenty, if you haven't figured it out already. 156 miles an hour, at least he was going before the crash, hit the car at 127. Now, it was a Toyota RAV4, which, don't get me started, there is lawsuits pending about their gas tanks and blowing up into flames. So the car he hit was the wrong car for sure. Not that it would have made much difference. Any car hitting any car at 127 miles an hour is very bad. It's been said a billion times already, but come on, man. Today, and I'm an OG. I'm 65. When I was 22, someone handed me $1 million. I can see it. It would have been crazy, and I would have been lucky to live through it. Now, in the NFL, I expect more because they put so many millions of dollars into educating these young millionaires. Millions. Resources that you or I or anybody else in the real world never could even think of. Set aside your teammates, which would for sure gladly come and get you or send a limo to get you, because that's the team would do. And let's not even go there. He's 22 years old. He has a brand new Corvette. Long story short, I don't know who on the Raiders is responsible to kind of keep an eye on things in the team. I don't know if since Gruden left, there's like a little more too relaxed feeling in the room. Like, let's go out and now we can go out and relax a little bit. Maybe that's what happened. Either way, bad decision, poor decision for this young man and the 23-year-old girl. I'm a father, bro. I look at things from my perspective. Now, if I were single with no kids, I don't think I would have a clue, but I do have a clue. And if my 23-year-old daughter was blown away by somebody running 127 miles an hour, not only the sadness of the loss of a young woman at the beginning of her life, but the family's grief that will never end, let alone Ruggs' family, who depended on him to lift them out of their situation, to pull their family into the middle class. A young man with everything ahead of him, with a star that was starting to burn like the sun. He was on a roll. He was moving. A lot of people saying no excuse. There is no fucking excuse for this. None. But you cannot throw Ruggs away on the heap of losers that have done this multiple times. The kid has no record of anything in his life. And I understand, too, the madness, because I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm very angry. As a father. And I'm pissed as a father. But Ruggs, as a Christian, I got to say, Ruggs deserves love and also respect, even though his life is over. It's ruined. He will never, ever do what he was going to do before this bad decision. His life is done. He's finished. It is just so very sad for every single one involved. The attorney, the district attorney, said it very well. He was very fair and very on the straight and narrow. I mean, what more do you say?
You know, life is about choices. Mr. Ruggs made a choice. And the difficulty I have is there's so many alternatives. The family's torn apart, mourning their loss, they're grieving, they're mad. Months ago, we filed murder charges in a case very similar to this, where there was excessive and reckless driving. But the Nevada Supreme Court said that was inappropriate, and we accept that. But there is the next legislative session.
And Wolfson said lawmakers should really consider increasing the punishment. Meanwhile, Ruggs is due back in court November 10th. That is when he'll be formally charged. Reporting outside the Clark County Detention Center in downtown, Hector Mejia, Live Local Now.
He had a very concise and emotional description of the situation. He was touched. I don't think there's a single frickin' person on the planet that read the story and did not feel something. Especially us, the Raider Nation. Give me a frickin' break. Will we ever get one? Not to say that I'm making any light of this loss, because it is tremendous and heartbreaking. I'm telling you, my wife and I really, really had a time with this. So, you know, it's above football, it's beyond football, it's real life. He's no longer a Raider. We have to move on from him. And I think the team will. I'm hoping that they'll rise to the occasion. I know it's us against them. It has to be. We're 5-2. This team has gone through a lot. It'll be interesting to see how they respond. The head coach. I mean, what could you say? Derek Carr said something very nice and relevant.
First of all, we want to express our sincere condolences to the victim's family. A person lost their life yesterday morning, and we think it's important to keep focus on that as we talk about this tragic event. We're deeply saddened for everyone affected, especially the victim's family. That being said, we love Henry Ruggs. Want him to know that. His terrible lapse in judgment of the most horrific kind. It's something that he'll have to live with the rest of his life. The gravity of the situation is not lost on anyone here, and we understand and respect the loss of life. And I feel like we moved on from what happened before, and we've had a chance to play two games, and now we've been confronted with this situation. And again, as grown men, we all have to respond in a certain way. We're all forging our identity in life, and certainly in the locker room, through how we face adversity and how we deal with adversity. That's kind of how life goes. So I think they understand that. We've had conversations about that. And for us as coaches and players, it's always good to get on the grass and grind through a Wednesday's practice in full pads. And now I'm here answering questions.
You've made a life and a living out of game planning, preparing for lots of variables. But this is as unpredictable as adversity gets. How helpless is that as a leader?
There's no blueprint for this. There's no handbook that they give you for the obstacles that you occur, whether you're a parent, whether you're a teacher, whether you're, you know, my dad drove a truck. So there's no blueprint for these things. And I just think we all lean on each other in there. There's a lot of other coaches that we have on staff that have a lot of experiences. We have players that have gone through other things. So I think we've done a good job of communicating with each other. You know, we've tried to give the best resources that we have to our players within Montel and Miss Jean and the people at in their department, and then certainly what we've done as coaches. So, again, we'll see how we respond to the situation we're in.
My emotions have been on a roller coaster, so to speak, this year, you know. And my heart goes out so much, try and say it with a straight face, because I've already been emotional about every bit of this. But to the family, to all the families involved, you know, no one ever wants to see this, whether it's a football player or not. You never want to see something like this happen. And you know, it broke my wife and I's heart, you know, honestly. And you know, we talked about it a little bit, but I can only talk about it so much, you know. But at the same time, whether it's fair or not, I have to compartmentalize and I have a job to do. These are two totally different situations. Some similar emotions, some very different emotions. But the message has to stay the same. Honestly, I don't want it to right now. If I'm selfish, I don't want it to be. I want to say a lot of different things. But we have a game this week, and I've got a job to do. And so do the guys in that locker room. And from that aspect, from a football aspect, I hate to talk about both in the same thing, but it's weird, and that's what we're doing, right? From a football aspect, every man in that locker room kind of feels the same way. But we have work to do. We had to come out and practice. We had film study Monday and Tuesday. You know, like we have, you know, all of these things that we still have to do, right? And so I don't know the right way to handle it, but I'm doing my best.
You've made a career out of game planning against difficult situations, but inexplicable tragedy doesn't really have much of a game plan. How helpless is that as a guy who wants to control?
Yeah. You know, just for me personally, in my own life, you know, I've experienced loss. And so I know that feeling. And so my heart first goes to the families that are involved. Okay. You know, there's things that happen in life for all of us that we don't have control over. And you wish you did. I have 1,000 questions I wish I could ask, you know, but I don't get those opportunities, you know. I don't understand everything and why certain things happen. And I just forever have relied on the foundation of who I am is my faith. And I'm going to stand on that when it's hard, and I'm going to stand on it when it's easy. And that's just who I'm going to be when I can control something and when I can't. And so when it comes to this situation, you know, there's so many things out of our control, but then I do sit back and I think, you know, was there something, did I not let him know that he really could, I'd be there for him at 3 a.m. You know, I want to be better. You know, I think I really look at everything in my life as a learning experience. Could I have been better, you know, to help or something? You know, I just wish I could have done something. You know, I look at it that way. Could I have done anything to help? You know, even when it seems impossible, is there any little thing I could have done better? You know, and I know it's a crazy thing to even think or say, but I'm always looking at trying to be a better person.
How would you characterize it
like for you? What was yesterday like for you? Just kind of when the news started trickling out.
It was emotional. For you know, when I see things, it's weird when you have kids. How things can be a little bit more emotional than they used to be. That's for sure. Now that I have 4, you know, of my own, instantly my thoughts go to certain places and things like that. And it's hard. It's not easy. I can promise you that. It is a tragic thing. And again, I don't. I know as most of you probably even know more than me, you know, but I know as much as I've seen or heard. But I really don't know the right thing to say to somebody. You know, I try my best to be there in support of someone or be there for anybody if I knew who to be there for and all those things. But, you know, my thoughts, I guess, selfishly went to my own kids or my own family. And, you know, how do I teach them? How do I take this and turn it into a learning experience, you know, and things like that, because no one, including Henry, wanted this to happen.
How would you characterize the mental state of this team right now?
From a football aspect, I mean, we're ready to go. You know, we had a great practice. You know, we're dealing with a lot of things this year, that's for sure. A lot of guys. Just what a crazy year. You know, I heard that a couple times, you know. I heard, goodness gracious, you know, like, man, you know, just like, can we please, nothing else, you know. Not for our own sake, but just for the sake of everyone else, you know, just for everyone involved, you know. But from a football aspect, from a competitive aspect, we're ready to play football. There's no doubt about that. You know, we know where we're at from that standpoint, and we know what we have to do. We know that this was a time of year where we hit a lull a couple times, you know, and we can't let that happen, no matter what's going on. Me and 9-1, me and Jan say it to each other every day. Nobody cares, you know. At the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We gotta do our job. And we emphasize that to each other again today. You know, hey, I got your back, you got mine. Nobody cares, man. We gotta go. And before practice, during practice, after practice, you know, we're always just trying to push whoever's listening. That is it fair? No. Because I wanna have emotions about things. I wanna think about things as a human being, you know. You know, football is secondary when something like this happens. You know, this is, we're talking about lives and, you know, a lot of different lives and a lot of different situations. But for us, from a football aspect, our mindset is we're going to be ready to play. That's for sure.
I don't think there's a single fan that feels, you know, there's a lot of questions. Hey, you know, this, how many people thought this would happen if a football team moved to Las Vegas? Huh? Let's put that in a bet. What do you think the odds of that would have been? You know, did they put that up there in the sports book? The Raider team, somebody would lose it and go out on the 24-hour city. Listen, man, if you're a football player in Ohio, there's nothing open. There's nothing open at midnight, 1 o'clock. Nothing. Let alone 24 hours. You want to get a steak and potato? Yeah, you got one. You want lobster? 24 hours a day, city's moving. Now, I'm not going to blame this on the move, but I will tell you that even in L.A., it could have happened. Could have happened in Oakland. Not likely, because both places, well, L.A.'s open pretty late, but New York? I don't know. There's no excuse. I'm just throwing stuff out there that went through my mind when this happened. I thought, damn, you know, this is the biggest fear I had when they moved to Vegas. I was hoping that if it happened, it happened to some other person's team. Some other guy that came in for the weekend and got crazy and did something stupid. But no. This is a brutal black eye on the Raiders, literally. And it's something that won't be forgotten very soon. And I hope the community can move on from it. I'm hoping there's not going to be any freaking backlash from it, but let me tell you, man, gotta hold on to your hats, because this is going to be a trial like no other. It's going to drag the Raiders through the media every day. It's going to be something you hear about from friends and family. It's going to be never freaking ending. I just hope and pray for that poor young lady and her dog. 23. Damn. Engulfed in flames. I just can't even imagine that as a father. Just the thought of that is horrifying. Bad news all the way around. I'm sorry I can't bring something up here, folks. I'm sure this is not the only thing you guys want to listen to, because that's all there is. News-wise, I just have to vent a little because, well, damn, that's why I started this site to begin with. So I guess that's about all I have to say about that. But I don't think I'll stop feeling it for a very long time. Sunday, 11-7, November 7th at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Las Vegas Raiders face the New York Giants. So they have to travel to New York, and let's see what happens at MetLife. This will be an indication of where we are as a team. After listening to Patashia, the Don, I think he's got the troops lined up. And this isn't just on the Raiders. Let me just go into, it's not just on this team, man. This is a wake up for 32, bro. This is not just the Raiders, man. This is going to keep a lot of people out of trouble, unfortunately, but it will. The lesson here, I think, will be pretty clear at the end. The Giants are 2-6 and totally beatable. And if we collapse in this game, well, I don't even know what else to tell you. I hope not. I don't think so. But the game will tell whether the players are going to strap it up and get to work, which I think they'll do. They're 5-2. Listen, we're 5-2. The Chiefs are on the ropes. The Broncos have thrown up the white flag. The Chargers can be beat. This is our time to take this division and go to the playoffs. I know this thing sucks, but God bless America. This is our frickin' time to take our division. And I don't want anything to get in the fucking way. Especially this. Ruggs is going to pay for his bad choice. And it's bad. And it's a bad payment. But hey, wake up, everybody. This is what happens when you do that. Check. So let's get this done, Raiders. Let's get these New York Giants done. And let's go on and show that this team is bigger than all these distractions. Because I would love to see that shit. I would love to look at back at this year and go, yeah, the Raiders had a long, steep hill, but they made it to the top. That would be a great story for our fan base. And that is all I have to say about that. one 800 620 7181. Get on the bone line, express your feelings or your opinions, and that's what it's for. If they're pinned up inside of you like they are to me, guess why I have this freaking show? So I can let them out. So you let them out on the bone line, man. I'm telling you, that's why we're here. All right, who's our first caller? And our first caller is Matty Raider from Albany, New York, where the Giants used to practice. He's in hostile territory as a Raider fam. What is up, brother?
Hey, Raider Nation, it's Matty Raider, Albany, New York. Just heard the news, Henry Ruggs to be charged with DWI resulting in death. So, this is... what we got this year, amongst other things, is just completely unacceptable. Prayers to that victim and their family. Just completely preventable, avoidable. And, you know, I don't really have any sympathy for Mr. Ruggs. It's just, I've made stupid mistakes, spent a lot of nights out at 3:40 in the morning, but, you know, this is just unreal. So, this is the team that we got. They're not mentally strong enough to get through this season. I hope they prove me wrong, but these guys just shoot themselves in the foot continuously. It's like this team is cursed. You know, I would have said, go get Odell. He's trying to get out of Cleveland, but he hasn't been right since he left the Giants. And speaking of the Giants, this has all the makings of a classic trap game, going across coast, taking the Giants lightly. And you can bet that they are pissed because they should have won that game against Kansas City last night. So it's just a somber day for me. This young man's life is finished, but he made a decision that's obviously he made it. Nobody else did. If he's in fact intoxicated and killed someone based on what he's done. But so that's it, man. We're going into the Giants game, and that's what we got. So wait and see. You know, everybody I know is Giants fans here. We used to have training camp here in Albany. So wait and see. I'm not going to this game. I was going to, but spending time with my family instead. So, all right, guys. Hope all is well. Bye.
Well, very well said, bro. You got to take what you can take, man. But I'll tell you, I was crazy when I was younger, too. I'm lucky to be alive. And I am very lucky I didn't hurt anybody else. Stupid is what I was, I can tell you. And that's what Henry Ruggs was, stupid. And yeah, spending time with family is never bad, especially in times when you think like this. Thank you for the call, my good brother. Hopefully, we can beat the Giants for you. And our next caller is my very good brother. You know him, the Pennsylvania Raider. What do you got for the Raider Nation that's bruised today, my brother?
The hits just keep on coming, Raider Greg and Raider Andy. What's up? This is Pennsylvania Raider. Well, Henry Ruggs has now been charged with DUI and death. So he's done. He's gone. Bye. Thanks for coming. Thanks for playing. And then John Gruden with his nonsense. Just why is it always us? Why is it always the Raiders that just have, like, shit upon shit upon shit? When's it going to end? It's been 20 years of this nonsense. 20 years. We're going on 20 years of the same nonsense. We haven't recovered since the Super Bowl loss in 2003. I'm just sick of it. I'm just done. Just when's it going to end? Is it going to end? Oh, that's all I got. Thanks for listening to me rant, brother. All right. Go Raiders.
Yeah, I know we've been sucking since the Super Bowl, and we've had some crazy things go down, like the purple drink. But this is different, man. This is not like what's happened in the 20 years. This is something that's that you want to forget. But you can't. This is an ugly stain. This is a lasting memory for a lot of people. Yeah, teams had some bad luck, but this is different, I must say, at least for me. And I hope it goes away sooner than later, but it's not ever going to go away for that girl's family. I'll tell you that for sure. So let's pray for them. Thank you for the call, brother. And our next caller from North Carolina, it's Raider Ruben. He's in the house. And man, he's feeling just like we all are. I mean, it's brutal. What's up, bro?
What's up, Raider Greg? Raider Nation, this is Ruben from North Carolina calling in. I'm sure everybody by now has heard the news of the unfortunate news of Henry Ruggs. This unfortunate accident involving DUI and somebody passing away. There's no defending any choices that Henry Ruggs made. That's something you just don't do. It's really, really sad after what happened a couple of weeks ago with John Gruden. You know, here we are with another distraction. And also, you know, you have Max Crosby, who shared his story with sobriety and come in getting clean from alcoholism. And you have Darren Waller, who was addicted to pain medicine and other stuff. And you have two good examples of how whatever it is that you're going through life, that you can overcome it. It's pretty sad to hear the news that someone died in an accident. I hope this goes out to everyone that, you know, nothing good happens at 3 a.m. in the morning, either you're at home or you're at work. It's never good. And if you think you are going to drink, find yourself a designated driver. You know, it just sucks. Well, that's all I wanted to share, Raider Nation. I'll leave you with my goodbye with, like I always do, stay safe, don't drink and drive, and on to the next one. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
That's a very good call, my good brother. That's a very good call. And the comment about Waller and also Max Crosby being clean and sober and living their life that way openly and proud of it just shows you that examples don't always do what they're supposed to do. I'm sure Ruggs could have called either one of those guys no matter what time it was. And three, anything going on at 3:30 is no good unless you're at work or in bed. Amen. Wiser words could not be spoken. Every problem in the NFL has happened between 2 and 4. That's right. Yeah, bad scene for everyone. Let us keep in mind to pray for this family, man. I'm telling you, if you're out there and you're feeling bad about what happened, you got to pray for this family and pray for Ruggs and his family. It is a horrific bad decision with bad consequences. Appreciate that call, brother. And our next caller is the QC Raider. He is in the house. What do you want to share with the Raider Nation today, my good brother?
Raider Nation, Raider Greg, and Raider Randy. This is the QC Raider. As of 2 hours, I'm calling you, you know, as of Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern time. You know, a couple hours ago, news just came out that Henry Ruggs was involved in a DUI that resulted in a death. And I'm sure that you guys are this show normally would have been talking about the Giants and preparing for them and how and how we should be able to roll over them, but you know, it's unfortunate that you guys will no doubt be talking about this. We'll have a segment on this situation, and this just sucks. Not only on a football level, but also just on a personal level. Just as for Henry Ruggs as a person, you know what he did and how this will affect him, for years. And not to mention, most importantly, to me, that the family as well. And yeah, I don't know. When I got the news that this happened, I was shocked. Like even right now, I'm still refreshing Twitter feeds from Ian Rappaport and our Raider beat writers to see if there's going to be any type of trade or any type of signing to supplement Henry Ruggs, because you know, from a football perspective, like he's a difference maker. I guess the shining light is that as much of a difference maker he is, you know, he's not the focal point. So that there's that. But again, this, you know, on a personal level, like, you know, it's almost for certain he's gotta go. Like obviously we wanna wait for the facts to play out and all of that. But if it is true that, you know, he was directly responsible, and not only that, he was driving under the influence, that, you know, he's got to go. He just has to. But I'm curious to hear what you what your thoughts are on that, Raider Greg. Anyways, bummed QC Raider out.
Well, thank you for your call, my friend. You know how I feel. I pretty much laid it out completely. You know, you just can't throw him on the heap of, you know, people that are, you know, just no heap of people that are worthless. There's not. You got to give everyone an opportunity. This kid, 22, bro. I mean, I don't know. You hand 10 22-year-olds a brand new Corvette and let them go in Las Vegas, and you tell me what's going to happen at 3:30. Really. No excuses, because I'm not going to try to give any, because today, unlike back in my day, you can push a button and bring your ass home and not touch a steering wheel. Leave your car. That was never an option when I was growing up. It got sketchy, trust me. You'd fill the cab, literally. It's pretty funny. Anyway, but we'd take a cab if we had to. This is nuts, depressing, I know. Let's, just like I said, say prayers for this family, man. God needs to hear from all of us regarding this entire thing. Pray for Ruggs. He's going to need it too. His head is messed up, I'm telling you. And our next caller is Raider Red. Man, what do you got for us, my good brother? I guess you don't call in normal, but you got to have something to make this call, my good brother.
Raider Nation, Raider Red. I've been listening to this podcast for many, many years. I've not called in a couple, at least. I need to vent about Henry Ruggs. I'm upset. I'm emotional. What a stupid thing. What a stupid thing. The loss of life and Henry Ruggs, a 22-year-old kid, has ruined his life. He was just starting to shine. Huge part of the Raider Nation. The Las Vegas Raiders that we all love, and it's over for him. How much shit can we get thrown in our face? What's next? Stay strong, Raider Nation. I got nothing else to say. This is really absolutely devastating. I've got to explain this to my 12-year-old son, who wears Ruggs jersey. Learning lesson. I know Ruggs is remorseful, but man, I can't say anything else. Raider Nation for life. Stay strong.
Thank you, my brother. Raider Red, that was well said, and boy, can we feel what you're feeling. It is not unusual for us all to feel the same way, and I can tell you, today, we all do. Tragic waste of life. You have a son, you know, it's just a lesson that needs to be learned. I hope that everyone learns this lesson again. You know, it's crazy, a statistic. I don't like to bring stats into things, but 2 people an hour in the United States die from a DUI-related collision. Isn't that crazy? But that's a fact. Every hour, 2 people die from someone making a big mistake. That is nuts, man. I appreciate your call, my good brother. We are all feeling the same way. And our next caller is the Jersey Boy Raider. And I'm telling you, it don't get easy on this day for any one of us. What do you have for us, my brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is the Jersey Boy Raider. Well, I thought we would have an uneventful bye week, but the dark cloud continues to hover over this team. Just came out with the news, obviously, we all know now about Henry Ruggs. First and foremost, thoughts and prayers to the victims and their family. It's horrible, tragedy. And it's a tough one that could be avoided and prevented when anyone is stupid enough to get behind an automobile intoxicated. I was hit by a drunk driver many, many years ago. I'm okay, thank God, but I'll never forget that night. And I thought, how could someone do that, right? That's for anyone. But in this case, it happens to just to be wide receiver of the Las Vegas Raiders. He was having an amazing season. It seemed like he was getting himself moving in the right direction. But you know what, guys? He won't be playing football for a while, obviously. And that's unfortunate, but mostly, again, for the victim. But I have to say, look at Josh Jacobs early in the year with the DUI. Of course, we had Gruden with that. There's distraction after distraction after distraction. The fact that this team is doing as well as it is at this point is a miracle. Now, I'll be there in Jersey this weekend. You know I will be the Jersey Boy Raider, wearing my silver and black, which is a team we should beat. But right now, it's not about football. How is this team going to keep everything together throughout a full season? I know a lot of it falls on these players and the leaders, the guys have been around for a while, and mostly it falls on Derek Carr. He's embraced the role and is doing it, and now his job's got a little bit tougher, actually a lot tougher. Now's the time that his team has to really pull together. And I'll tell you, this is a challenge. It's a challenge every week to win in the NFL, right? But now it's even a greater challenge to stay together as a team through everything this team has been through and the fan base. It'll be interesting to be there on Sunday to see what it's going to be like for everyone, the reactions, what people are saying, what people are talking about. The Raider Nation always comes together, win, lose, or draw. It doesn't matter, right? We're always supports the team and each other. And I am looking forward to seeing the Raider Nation this week. But it is a tough week. It is a shame. But I got to tell you, this team has to find a way. They have to keep finding a way to get through this. And right now, it's not even about football. But what happened with this player and that individual that was killed? And it's very sad. And I got to tell you, I'm sitting here stunned. I really am. And I feel bad for the team, what we're going through. Everyone, players, coaches, and, of course, the Raider Nation. But as always, we will come together. And I'm just saying, I'm just reacting, Raider Greg. I just think it's a shame. It's really a shame. Tough week. Another tough week for the Raiders. But something about football right now. I just can't believe it. Just wanted to share my thoughts. And I hope you guys stay safe. Do not drink and drive. Take care of one another. With that being said, Jersey Boy Raider, out.
Well, this is a big distraction, probably one of the biggest for any team. It's a distraction for the whole league. Everybody's talking about it for sure. The distraction for the family of the victim is insane. I cannot imagine how anguished, angry, and sickened that family is from a tragic loss for no good reason. That being said, this is the kind of thing that either brings you together or blows you up. And I think the heart of this team will come together and work beyond this distraction. I think it will. I think it will for sure. And I'm glad you're going to the game. I hope all the Raider fans that were playing on going to the game go to the game and represent our team, because that's not our representation. Henry Ruggs does not represent the Raider Nation. That's not who we are. And I'd like our fans to go out there and show who we are. And that's a proud thing. Just be loud and proud, man. I'm telling you. Especially you, Jersey Raider. I want to see you on TV, bro. Thanks for the call, man. Now, our next caller is the Prez. And I love this caller, man. He's a good dude. He's got a really good heart. And let's put it into perspective, my good brother.
Greg, Raider Nation, Raider Randy, we send our sincere condolences and prayers to the family that was involved in this unfortunate car accident situation concerning our superstar wide receiver, Ruggs. It's very, very, very wise to don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. And I know this is very redundant, though, but still some do not get it. Many will blame the city of being in Las Vegas, but we're not going to go with that. That's not going to be the scapegoat for this right here. It's called accountability and using common sense. You got all this money we sent you. You came from humble beginnings and worked your ass off to get to a professional level to play and to be doing what is expected of you to do. And now, and of a blink of an eye, all that is gone. And we're not even going to add to the fact that you lost your best friend to the same situation. And this is not kicking a person when he's down, because I'm sick just like everybody else is. And it's almost like Bo Jackson again, when we got that fateful day, that news that our superstar elite player is pretty much done. It's almost that same feeling. Plus add the fact that families lost their lives. And it's always something with the Raiders. I mean, it's a very sad, gloomy day. And I hope that this podcast really makes it, because I'm going to say publicly, it seems that we just cursed. And I don't want to say nothing too far-fetched, because I know it'll be seen like you're saying out the motions, though. But it's just always something. When will it end? Why can't we just ride the glory horse to victory into the sunset without, you know, all kind of problems and all kind of scandals and stuff? And sad to say, we cannot blame the NFL this time. And yes, we do know the NFL has a target on the Raiders, without being said. And that's just another story itself. Something's going to have to be done. And hopefully But man up, do have weapons. The wide deep threat that we salivate over, he's gone. But we do have weapons still, and we had to pull it together. A lot of guys coming back from off injuries, and they should be able to do and take care of business. Take care of business. And we'll see. The Giants fought a hard-fought game with Kansas City, and then they got us, and then we had to go back in battle. Ladies and gentlemen, strap up just to be prepared for whatever comes our way, because it possibly might not be pretty, but then again, let's hope that I'm wrong. This is the Prez saying farewell. Go Raiders.
Well, thank you for the call, brother, and it is truly gloomy in the Raider Nation today. But I will say this. I think the team has better heart. I think it's going to come together more than blow up. I do. I have great faith that the team has faith. And I know Derek Carr has strong faith. And I know Waller has strong faith. And I know Crosby has strong faith. And, you know, I think sometimes that's the rock we stand on. And don't get me wrong, the Ruggs thing is absolutely disturbing. But I do think these professional young men can compartmentalize this. That's, as far as being cursed, bro, listen, the Lions are cursed, all right? The Browns, they're cursed, okay? The Raiders, no, we just have these misfortunes that just happen. It's going to happen. Every team has something going on, trust me. The Patriots have Deflategate and Cheatergate. I mean, everybody's got a story. And unfortunately, our story is gloomy, it's depressing, but it's eye-opening. And hopefully this lesson will show a lesson to many, many others. Youngsters will learn from this because Ruggs will pay the price for his poor judgment. And it will be evident to all, this is not how you handle your business. And our next caller, a regular contributor to the Raider Nation podcast, Matty Raider. I think this is very appropriate for today, and this is a good call for the end of this show. Check it out.
Hey, guys. Matty Raider, Albany, New York. I've actually called a couple of times, but this one I'm calling again. Just released today that Ruggs was driving 156 miles an hour, airbags deployed at 127, twice the legal limit, and a loaded handgun found in the car. This is just surreal, but my thoughts are with that poor lady and her family that's no longer with us. I really don't care about Mr. Ruggs. Obviously, we all care about the victim, and, you know, this is just unreal. You know, this team needs to rally around these solid guys that we have. Derek, Max, Darren Waller, all these guys are high character guys. Seems like our head coach is a high quality individual as well, and I hope that they can pull through this. It's got to be tough. This is quite a year for us. But I guess my thoughts right now are with that victim and her family. Many prayers to her. God bless, guys. Be safe. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Matty Raider. Listen, we've been snake bit this year, for sure. But let's keep it in focus now. This is football, and this young woman lost her life. You know, and her dog, for crying out loud, which is brutal already. Crazy. It's crazy, bro. Thanks for the call and the deep thoughts, brother. Our next caller is my very good friend, and I hold his opinion really high. He's really smart. Love him as a fan. What is going on? The Raider disciple out of OC. I always say behind the orange curtain. That's pretty funny. If you lived there like I did. Okay, my brother. This is a somber day. What do you got for us?
Good evening, Raider Nation. This is your man, the Raider disciple out here in the OC. You know, I'm calling in tonight, man, with a heavy heart again. got the headlines today about Henry Ruggs and the accident that he had very early this morning and taking the life of another bystander, another fellow driver. And first of all, I want to say my condolences to the family, both families, the Ruggs family and the victim. You know, this is, I don't want to judge the man, you know, man, we've all been 22 years old. And most of us probably have been 22 years old with a wallet like him. But what I'm getting around to is, you know, when I was 22 years old doing dumb stuff like that, and I'm not saying that I didn't because I did, I didn't have Uber around, or I didn't have the means to get around like some of these youngsters now. That's no excuse, because you should know your limits, and sometimes none of us do. We all make mistakes. But this is a huge one on so many levels. There were so many things lining up for this guy, this young guy, man. You could see he was playing better in the offense, man. He looked more comfortable. He's having fun. He's really coming into his own. And I'm really sad to see this happen to such a young kid. And hopefully things work out for the better for him. I don't know where this is going to take him, or how this is going to shake out for him, but he's still a Raider to me, and I'm going to back him as best I can. I also want to speak on, there's so many things that are lining up for this football team. You got the Denver Broncos waving the white flag. You got Tennessee losing Henry. You got the Chiefs almost getting their ass kicked by the Giants. You know, I mean, the path for us to do great things this year is there, and I hope our guys don't go into New York this Sunday like they did against the Bears. And I hope they ride it together and don't stub their toe. And let's pray for them, and let's stay with our boys. And we'll see you guys on the flip side, man. Another terrible day for us. Okay? As a Raider disciple, I'm out.
You know, I couldn't have said it better myself. Matter of fact, I'm glad we saved you for the last of the last. Not the least, because your wisdom, you got some good things to say here. Now, I totally agree with you. I've seen the same picture. We're 5-2. The Chiefs are on the ropes. The Broncos have given up for the year because they traded away one of their best defensive players. They're going nowhere. We can beat the Chargers, and I know we can beat the Chiefs. We're in position to make a run like a never before if we can keep the momentum up on the offense, defense, special teams. This is a big hit, man. It's a brutal hit. We got a few days here to ride this out, but I think the team will be okay. I think they're rallying around each other. I don't know if we can replace Ruggs, but I know we can have a good receiving core, and we can do some things to keep that field stretched. Maybe not as well, but pretty close. I don't know who we're going to pick up. DeSean Jackson's on wires, but we're like 21st on the list for his services. I doubt if we see him. OBJ, I don't know. Don't think so. We pulled up a guy named Stoner who played pretty good in the preseason, but I don't think he's a burner either. He's more of a Renfro, you know, slot guy. I don't know what the answer is. There's a lot of names swirling around here in free agency, but there's not a lot of guys. A lot of old names, a lot of broken players. I don't know if we need that right now, but we need to keep this team together and at least take care of the Giants as we're scanning for someone who wants to come here that's worthy, that will spread the field. And I'm not counting anything out. Yes, Raider Nation, a tragic, freaking tragic bye week for the Raiders and the Raider Nation, and for this young lady, her puppy, and Henry Ruggs and his family. Just an ugly, ugly thing. So let's lean on our faith and be good humans. Pray for those who've lost, both sides here. And you know what else to do. I don't need to tell you. I will, you know. Today is the easiest time in history for you to get a ride home from a drunk night. It's the easiest way in the history of mankind to get home safely. Don't be stupid. I am Raider Greg, and I am out.